Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing and networking tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of you to a lot more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and now let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another dual episode of Entrepreneur Rescue Mission and Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited for today's episode. Obviously, this is another dual episode that we are doing
together.
And we're going to be talking about all the things necessary as far as what we're seeing, trends, what really defines a successful business, and things that, you know, people keep seeing, whether it's ads on online or things that you're being told by other people. And just really quickly before we dive in, it's crazy to think that we're almost done with 2023, and we're actually finishing out the year. We have one final workshop that we're doing. It's the first week of November. It begins Monday, November 6th. It's called Get Your Business Organized in 5 Days. So we teach people our simplistic strategy and system of how to get your business organized all that week. So it's 1 to 2 p.m. EDT, live and recorded. If you would like to register, just go to the description of this episode, whether it's on Nancy's or mine, click the link and get yourself registered, and we would love to see you there. So again, it's called Get Your Business Organized in 5 Days workshop. So Nance, what are we talking about today?
So today, and it's really funny, as I was thinking through, you know, the different topics that I wanted to talk about, especially this month, leading up to the workshop. And, you know, initially it was the reasons why, you know, most businesses fail. And I got thinking to myself and I'm like, no one's searching for that. No one wants to know why they fail. They want to know how to be successful. So that's what we're really talking about, right? You know, Scott and I have seen, right? We've been in this entrepreneurship world. Scott for, since he was
born,
you know, and really me, I mean, since I was like 12, but still we've worked with a lot of business owners. We work with a lot of businesses at this point, you know, in the coaching and the consulting that we do. And we don't even need to search this stuff at this point, right? You know, it's so common, the reasons why we see certain businesses thrive and certain businesses fail. So we're going to go through some of those things today and really give you guys some of those key points, those key things that you can do to really be successful in your business. And we're also going to, again, shed some light on some of those things that people common, you know, little hiccups that occur along the way, just so you can be aware of them. So yeah, so we are going to just dive right in. So Scott, and again, guys, just if you guys are watching, right? So we are doing this video version as well. If you're not, if you're watching or listening on the podcast, but we're actually on video together in the same room, which is pretty fun. But we're going to kind of go off the cuff with this. And really, I wanted to dive in first with, right, a couple of the reasons why we see businesses fail. So one of the reasons why, okay, initially we see certain entrepreneurs or certain businesses fail is number one, lack of
clarity. So why this is so impactful, we talk about this all the time in our mastermind that we run. One of the most important aspects to achieving anything in any business, whether you have a product, a service, an offering, a program, a course, a membership, if you're not clear with every facet of your business, it's not going to work. Meaning, you know, what's the clarity on the end result that you're looking for? You know, are you clear on who your target audience is? Are you clear with your offering? Do you have clarity on the value of what you're providing? So I know that's maybe a very broad statement to make, that without clarity, you're not going to succeed. But if you think about it, you want to prevent any cracks in the foundations that you have, you know, of the business that you're running. And one of the, I would say, catalysts to causing businesses to fail and have those fractures, you know, in the infrastructure of what they're looking to grow, is a lack of clarity. One of the worst things that you can say in response to what are you looking to achieve? Or, you know, what is your offering? You know, who is your target audience? The worst thing, this is how you know, if you have a lack of clarity when you're asked any of those questions and your response is, I don't know, you can't expect to achieve in business. And that's the thing. You can ask any successful business owner, no matter what business model they are, whether they're brick and mortar, whether they're online, and you ask them those specific questions, I guarantee you they have a clear path of what they're doing. Nancy and I map out our entire year upcoming before the year even ends. So as we are, you know, now we're in Q4, you know, we're starting to plan out what we're going to be doing in Q1 through Q4 of next year. So you have to be clear with every facet of the business that you have, from offer to audience to your marketing strategy. And without that clarity, you're not going to succeed.
Absolutely. And, you know, whenever we think about clarity, right, and especially if you're first starting out, you might be thinking, well, what the heck do I need to know? You know, what the heck do I need to have clarity around? You know, sometimes that can be difficult. And that's the first step. You know, that's where it really comes into breaking those things down, you know, and we're going to kind of talk a little bit about, and especially on this podcast, a program, obviously, that we're getting ready to launch we're going to get ready to open the doors on. And I told Scott, you know, I don't want to keep these things secret anymore. You know, this program that I'm mentioning is called Expert Foundations. This program is something that took me literally, I say, like 9 years in the making, right? Because it was a lot of experience. It was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, you know, that went into this, because I wanted to set out to create a program where people could have a clear path, right, on how to actually build their business. So as we go through some of these things, I do want to make sure I tell you guys about the solution, obviously, that we created, and some of the things that we have coming around the bend. So when it comes to clarity, I always tell Scott, right, if we can give people the gift of clarity just by peeling back the layers and understanding, you know, what your offer is, how much you're going to price your offer, what's included, you know, what it is that you do, and being able to explain it very simply to people. What is your business vision, right? What is it that you're doing? Because once you get that clarity, everything else becomes so much easier, right? You become more confident whenever you're sharing what it is that you do, and so much more. So number one, right, most common reasons why businesses fail is that lack of clarity. The second, and Scott actually kind of touched on this already, is the lack of planning and organization, okay? So like Scott said, every single year we actually sit down, and it's usually around this time of year, and we start looking at the upcoming year, right? What are we going to do in Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4? And we actually put together a marketing plan, okay? So what types of products and services are we going to focus on? What launches are we going to do? What are we going to focus our content around? And that part of the business is essential. If you are flying by the seat of your pants every single day and you are just going, okay, I'm going to sell this today and I'm going to sell that today. It's like, I think about, you know, Scott, when you first started your business, I always go back to those examples, right? We've got to kind of learn. We got to get the bumps and bruises a little bit to understand how important this is. Scott had a lot of amazing things to offer, right? He had a book. He had a couple courses. He had coaching. He had all these different things. And it was confusing what the best way to work with him would be.
Well, what I'll say is this: if you're listening to this or watching this, and you're that business owner that has products and services and offerings, and you don't give yourself a runway as far as when you are going to offer that product, that good, or that service. Nancy and I have talked to many, many clients of ours and members of our mastermind that it's like, they decide to go into launch mode or devise some sort of workshop when the spirit moves them. And they're like, ooh, I want to do this, or I'm going to create this new offer right now, or I'm going to bundle this right now. And the fact of the matter is that you should never, again, whether the spirit is moving you or not, you cannot fly by the seat of your pants when you're looking to grow a business. You can change what it is that you're looking to do. So full transparency, Nancy and I had to pivot twice with our marketing plan in 2023. We had things that we initially were going to launch or going to put out there that we completely changed. You know, I relaunched and rebranded a workshop and an offering that replaced something else that I've kind of shelved at this point. So we had to go in and rework the marketing plan. So again, you want to give yourself that flexibility and that time that if you do need to pivot or if you do need to pull some offering out and replace it with something else, you have that runway to do that. You never want to say, you know what? It's March 1st. You know what? I'm going to launch something on March 13th. And I'm just going to start sending some emails out about some workshop that I'm going to create out of thin air with no workbook and no slides. That is what causes overwhelm, but also it's also what confuses your audience. You want to be streamlined in everything that you do. And what I'll tell you is what's really helped Nancy and myself with, you know, our four core offerings is they all synergistically flow together. You know, when one is launched, you know, the others obviously are being kind of on the back burner. And then when that product is done and being offered and the doors are closed, we then start working on the other. So there are so many different things that you have to think about. If you're always offering and selling and pitching to your audience, like every single week, every single month, that burns out your audience. So people wonder, you know, why are not a lot of people taking me up on my offers? Why are not a lot of people showing up to my workshops? Like Nancy and I, without fail, I mean, it's not comical, but without fail, we get 300 people every single time to register for our workshops. Like that's like kind of like our benchmark. Sometimes it's a little more, sometimes it's a little less, but the average is 300. And that's a great set of eyeballs on the stuff that you're offering. And it's because we have a marketing strategy because, you know, there are so many things that we could probably do a whole podcast episode on this. Yeah. I'm going to stop right there. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, lumping clarity into your marketing plan and your marketing strategy, they go hand in hand. You have to be not just clear with what you want to do, that marketing strategy and that marketing planning that you're going to doing, it's going to help everything that you're looking to grow.
Absolutely. You know, and within that planning an organization, right, which is number two, what the heck should you be doing every day? Right. And I'm just talking about organization for the sense of when you sit down at your computer, are you planning out your day? Are you time blocking? Right. You know, Scott taught me early on how important it was to actually block out your time on your calendar to get things done. And it might be as simple as actually mapping out, you know, 3 strategic hours each week, right? That's actually what we teach. And it came from the 12-week year, which is a book we highly recommend. But it really challenges you. Like if you have all these things that you want to do in your business, you better make time for it. So making sure that you're organized, making sure that you're planning ahead, and being intentional with your time. So the third reason why most businesses fail and I'll lump it all in together. But you know, we already kind of talked about, right, the marketing and the sales and how important it is to have a strategy, but you got to have systems in place to sell. Okay. You've got to have a lead gen strategy. You've got to be selling in your business. Okay. And that really, I mean, again, because we're going to wrap this all up in three, is having all of those key functions, right, of a business in place, right? So every single business, I always tell Scott, it's simple, right? I mean, it's simple, but it's really complex, right? You can go down a rabbit hole with each one, but every single business, right, the main core functions are operations, sales and marketing, and financial, right? With that in mind, right, there are certain things that we need to be doing consistently, right, systematically, routinely, in order to continually and continuously grow our business. So if you don't have those core functions, those systems in place in your business, you're going to be kind of flying by the seat of your pants, right? So again, I go back to the program that we built out. It's called Expert Foundations. I built this baby, right? We put so much time, love, and energy into this program where it actually takes you through a gamified journey. I mean, it sounds like, I mean, really, really funny. I wanted to make this fun and simple, but it's a gamified journey that starts everyone at clarity, right? All those things that we mentioned, getting clear in your offer, your audience, your pricing, you know, the structure of your business, all that good stuff, right? And then it leads right into operations, right? What does that client journey look like? You know, how does client onboarding look like when you actually close the deal, you know, and so on and so forth, right? So I created this program to literally go through every single little step when it gets to sales and marketing, okay? Putting together sales and marketing strategy, getting a lead gen routine in place. What things should you be doing each day all the way through into financial and routines that you can do in your business. So again, I am so passionate about this program. I know, I mean, we don't want to keep it a secret, right? It's been, just an absolutely amazing, amazing program. And like we said, right, you know, we've got this amazing workshop. It's called Get Your Business Organized in 5 Days. We're going to really go through some of those big things that you need to do in your business. We're going to also do a business assessment, right? You want to identify where you are at, right? Where are those bottlenecks? What are the things that are holding you up, right? Because you might have some of the pieces in place, but maybe not all of them. And it could be one or two things that really can be done to really move the needle in your business. So if you guys want to be a part of this amazing workshop, which again, during that week, we are going to open the doors again to expert foundations. If you just want to be part of the workshop, I promise you, you guys are going to get so much out of it. It's free, right? In the past, we have charged for it. It's one of my favorite workshops to do because organization and operations, you know, it's kind of my jam. But we definitely want you guys to be a part of this. So again, sign up with the link. It's going to be in the description of this podcast. And you can, you know, join us there.
So remember, you know, you have to have that clarity. You have to have the structure and the systems in place. You got to get things organized if you want a successful business. So again, the link to register for the Get Your Business Organized in 5 Days workshop will be in the description of this episode and the email that you received to listen or to watch this. So everyone have a great rest of your day. Love and gratitude. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much again for checking out today's episode. And if you are listening through iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are, please leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you loved, what you would like to see improved, or ideas you have for future episodes. And if you are interested in taking your business to the next level, don't hesitate to go to my website, www.scottaron.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me, where I can learn more about you, your business, what you're struggling with, and how we can work together. And don't forget to check out my wife, Nancy, and mine, our free community on Facebook called LinkedIn Leads for Life. We would love to see you in there. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you, everyone, for your support. Grateful for each and every one of you.